What do you get when you put a group of fanboys in a room with a mic? From video games, comics, and movies to uncensored social commentary, nothing is off limits. With your hosts, Pistol P Jr., The Blue Guy, Chuck Bitch, G-Roll, and Player 2, this is The Real Press Start. So sit down, load up, log in, and press start.
Welcome to the Peter and Al Podcast. Oh yeah, it's time to put them Peters out and put those headphones in, because we're here with the Peter and Al Podcast with your host, Pistol P Jr., or whatever his name is.
And G-Roll.
A.K.A. your mom's new boyfriend.
Did you see that one I sent? Is the MMA fighter? Is it the best? No. So his instead of like there's Quentin Rampage Jackson, uh-huh. This guy is your mom's new boyfriend.
So not so disrespectful.
Oh, that was pretty awesome.
These new guys are so disrespectful in the game, man.
We had a good show last week.
Yeah,
I appreciate
Venom Nuclear. Venom
Nuclear Warrior. He was awesome. Yeah, very, very cool. Definitely got to get him on the show. You know who I want to get on the show that hasn't been on the show?
Who?
Drew Masters.
Oh, okay.
Because Drew Masters totally fits the vibe of the show. And, like he's just as geeky as we are.
Right. So.
Or as I am, I guess.
Yeah, he'll probably overpower me and Michael.
Yeah. No, there's certain things he'll overpower me on that. Uh-huh. I was like, because we were talking about, at the show, we were talking about Guilty Gear. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I love Guilty Gear. It's one of my favorite fighting games. And I didn't realize this is also his favorite game. And so I was like, oh, shit. He knows way more about it. I thought I knew a lot about this game. And now I feel inadequate because...
Is Guilty Gear your favorite game?
It's my favorite fighting game.
Favorite fighting game? Mm.
It's kind of tied between that and Mortal Kombat. Mm. Because they're two different games, but they're... Right. They're close.
They're still fighting games.
They're close to my heart. Let me see here. There was some stuff we didn't get to last week that I wanted to bring up. The Wukong fucking Black Myth Wukong trailer.
Yeah.
The more I see this game, I don't need to see anything else.
I think we did need to see some stuff, because I think I mentioned this last time, but it feels like it's been so long for Wukong. That, more and more games are coming out, and they're, starting to reach that level of what we've seen,
That's true. That's
since
true.
The beginning, so it's starting to feel like maybe Wukong isn't really going to be that...
That groundbreaking anymore?
Groundbreaking, yeah. But they show it, and it's fucking nuts up, dude.
the fucking gameplay is insane. That's the thing, is this is a gameplay trailer, right? No, is it a gameplay trailer, or is it just a trailer?
It's a gameplay trailer.
That's what I thought, right? Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, this is actual game. Because we've seen some gameplay when he fought that dragon. And this is all new gameplay. Mm-hmm. And fuck. I don't know what else to say. Just god damn it. This game looks... it needs to come out.
Yeah.
It needs to come out, and I need to be playing it now.
Seems like it's gonna be like a kind of Souls-like-ish.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I feel like it's kind of like the walk. It walks the line between God of War and Souls.
Maybe. Yeah.
That's the vibe I get from it.
I would like that. I don't want it to be as stressful as Souls.
No, I don't want it to be like that either.
Because you've never.
Well, no. I mean, I've played a couple. I've played with Demon Souls.
You played Star Wars. Star Wars is close.
Star Wars is close. Yeah. I've played. What's the other one? Well, I played a bit of Elden Ring. Uh-huh. I played a bit of... What's the other one? The other really big one.
Bloodborne?
Bloodborne.
Oh.
I hated Bloodborne. I did not... I
so good.
It is. It's great. So good. It's great, but... I'm at the point in my gaming career where... I only have so many hours to play. You can play... All day long. You go to work, you come home, you can play.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I got the kid, I got the wife,
Yeah.
I got responsibilities, I got shit I gotta do around the house. And so it's I get an hour, maybe two.
Maybe two. Yeah.
If no one's home, I'll get a good four in. But that's it. Mm-hmm. And that game frustrates me so goddamn much. Like, I want to play it, and it's like, it looks amazing. It plays great. I was just like, but that's what stopped me from Elden Ring, too. Elden Ring, again, it was great. I loved it. The character creation was fucking cool. I liked what I've played. Mm-hmm. But it's like, I don't have time to do all this.
Yeah, yeah, Michael still hasn't beaten it. He's he's too busy playing God of War Ragnarok for the third time in a row.
See, okay, we were talking about, we talked about this recently, where, like, I talk about the, on the Reddit, there's different Reddits, subreddits I follow, like, there's a God of War subreddit, there's a Spider-Man subreddit, and, like, there's a Red Dead subreddit I follow, and it's like, I feel like the people that are on these subreddits, that's the only game they play ever.
Yeah.
Because, like, the way they talk is like, this is the only game they ever play all day, every day, this, they come home, and this is it, they've beaten it 15, and that's how, you know what, that's how I was with Metal Gear for a while. Like, I'd beat it, and then I would just restart a new game and play it again. Mm-hmm. I would play it, restart a new game, and play it again. But eventually, it's like, I want to play other games. And Michael, like, I think that's all he plays now, God of War.
Yeah, he'll,
like,
just play the same game
over. Yeah, he just plays, he plays God of War, and then he plays, now he's playing Ragnarok. Uh-huh. Like, that's it.
Yeah, I think after he beat God of War Ragnarok, he went back and played God of War.
Yeah, and then he went, and then he went back.
And then played God of War Ragnarok again.
So I think that's his thing. That's,
yeah,
that's what he does. So, which, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. That's,
no, I just give him shit.
Yeah, you got to, especially because he gives me so much shit.
But, yeah, because you're not a real gamer anymore.
I'm not a real gamer anymore. Shit. You know, it's funny because, so when I was in college, one of my professors, this dude has been, he's been making video games since the Sega Genesis. Mm-hmm. And so he's worked on everything from Sega Genesis, Super Nintendo, PlayStation 1, PlayStation 2, PlayStation 3, some PS4 games, and then I think he retired. And then he started teaching. And he was talking about how much he loves gaming, and like, it's one of his favorite things to do. But he goes, like, and so you gotta figure, at this time, I'm 23 years old. No, 24 years old. 24 years old. I just gotten out of the military. 24 years old, and I don't have a kid. I'm married, obviously, but I don't have a kid. And he's like, right now, you guys have all the time in the world. You know, right now, okay, you're going to school. And some of you have full-time jobs. But when you're not at school, when you're not at work, you're gaming, right? Uh-huh. I was like, yeah. And he was like, okay, well, you know, think about this. And, like, you know, some of you are married. I was like, yeah, okay. Well, you step away from the game for your spouse or your significant other or whatever. Now, he goes, I think he had two kids at the time. He goes, I got two kids. Uh-huh. I got a wife. I got a job. I'm teaching on the side. He's like, how often do you think I get to sit down and play a game? Mm-hmm. And I was like, I still consider myself a hardcore gamer, but do I actually get to play?
Yeah.
I get to play. Like, oh,
you're only a gamer in spirit now. You're not.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. He's like, I'm a hardcore gamer in spirit, but if I whatever reason I get a day off, and Jasmine's in school and Letty's at work, and I'll spend the whole day on the sofa and play all day.
Yeah.
But how often does that happen? Mm-hmm. Like, once a year?
Yeah, once.
You know?
Every full moon.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So it's like, it's hard to sit down and actually just play. But when I do get, like, so, like, and like, okay, so today, I was playing, I played for a good 2 hours. And I swear, it felt like, it's like, it felt like I played two matches and I was done. Mm-hmm. It's just like, but no, but like, now, like, I tried to beat Vader, like, 10 times in fucking Survivor. Survivor. And then I got so frustrated, I started playing Call of Duty. And I played a good 6 matches. Mm-hmm. But when it was time, I was like, fuck, it's time to go. Like, I just barely sat down. I felt like I had just sat down. I did all that. But I felt like I had just, like, it wasn't enough. It never is.
Mm-hmm. Vader, you're not going to like this answer, but you might have to turn down the difficulty.
I might. And I don't want, that's the thing, is I don't want to. But
I'm not a bitch.
Yeah, exactly. I'll tell you this, when I finally got frustrated and started playing Call of Duty, I was like, fuck, maybe I should just lower the difficulty. And I even went to the options menu.
And you stared at it?
And I looked at it like, no, can't do it. I couldn't bring myself to do it.
Yeah.
Because, like, if I do it, then it's like I didn't really beat him. Uh-huh. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he beat me.
He beat me, and I had to lower the difficulty to beat him. Like, no, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going there. PS5 handheld officially named the PlayStation Portal. Mm-hmm. It's coming this year. And so probably holiday. And it's going to be $200.
It's not bad.
I feel like that's pricey for all it does is fucking remote play. Unless there's
I heard it's like a proprietary like Wi-Fi thing.
Okay, see that's
I don't know. That's what I heard from a guy who has said he's buying it.
Okay.
So I assume he's done his research, but I haven't. So.
Yeah. I don't know. I would like to get it. Uh-huh. I feel like it looks cool. I mean, it looks like they just chopped the PlayStation controller in half and then put a screen in the middle.
Yeah, but that's what that's like what any Switch controller is.
Yeah, really.
Any third party Switch controller you get.
Yeah.
Have you seen the new controller for my Switch?
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay.
You got a new one?
Yeah, I got some new ones.
Nice. No, I haven't.
And they look like, it looks like, it's almost like an Xbox controller. It just.
Oh, that's cool.
It's cut in half and you slide them on the sides.
Yeah, yeah. I hate the Xbox controller. I've always hated the Xbox controller.
Yeah, unfortunately, they don't make like PlayStation oriented.
Yeah,
or I haven't found one.
I feel like I don't understand why the Xbox controller is so popular. I don't like it. It doesn't fit my. I feel like it doesn't fit my hands well. Like even so, because like the Xbox One was just like this big chunky monster.
I think it's because Xbox 360s was so much better than PS3s. Because PS3 was just a 2 with rumble.
True.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Or 2 with like a... It had something that... had like that motion thing.
The 6-axis, yeah. But I don't know. I just feel like... To me,
then
I feel like...
The 4 came out, and that's when they kind of revolutionized their controller.
Yeah. But like the Xbox... I don't like the... I don't know. I can go on why I don't like the Xbox controller. What was I saying? I don't know if I'm sold. I guess maybe I gotta do some more research.
Mm-hmm.
They also announced a new Pro headset, the Pulse Pro.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know what's different.
Hmm.
It looks the same, slightly different.
Yeah.
Like it's like the same, but different.
Yeah.
But still same.
I bet it has something to do with like latency or something.
Maybe.
Cause the Pulse.
The sound Pulse quality is like.
Yeah, the Pulse is a, it's wireless only.
Mm-hmm.
From what I understand.
Yes.
And
no, you can run it wired.
Okay.
Yeah. It comes with cable, you can run wired directly to the controller.
I'm thinking, I was thinking maybe it's a latency thing, cause like I bought a new headset, it's a Steel Series.
Uh huh.
And it's wireless only, but it has like a fast latency thing.
Okay.
So that you don't get delayed with wireless, because wireless usually gives...
There's a little bit, yeah. Yeah. See, with me, this kind of sucks for me. But, like, so... With the 3D audio and stuff, so my left ear... No. My right ear. My right ear is... From years of being in the military, shooting guns, and being a mechanic, like, my right ear... Like, I'm not deaf in the right ear.
Yeah.
But I don't hear as well in my right ear.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, there's certain times, like, so, like, there's certain games, where, like, well, for the 3D audio, I'll do it, and then everything goes to the right, and I'm like, oh, fuck. And, like, I can't, like, it's like the, especially if it's someone above me or below me, I can't tell the difference.
Oh, okay.
There's no, it's just, like, the left, oh, okay, they're above me. Or they're below me, I can hear all that. On the right, it's just, they're there, they're on the right side, but...
Yeah, I feel like I've gotten kind of like that too.
Yeah?
Yeah, since I started working at my...
Oh, yeah, because you run all the heavy machinery now too.
Well, just the air hoses are...
Do you ever wear the earplugs?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Or a lot of times they let me wear like...
Earbuds?
My headphones.
Okay, yeah, good. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I definitely... Like, that's one thing, if I could go back in time...
Because
I was like, ear protection's for pussies.
Oh, yeah.
Now it's like, fuck, man. I can't hear shit. If you're talking to me and you just turn away, I don't hear shit.
You don't hear shit. Yeah.
I don't hear shit. You have to be looking directly at me.
Have to read your lips.
Yeah, basically. Did you hear that Volition Studios got shut down?
What is that?
Volition Studios is the studio that makes Saints Row. Okay. They were owned by...
I'm not hurt by that.
I am. I didn't expect them to do a sequel to this Saints Row, but I wouldn't have minded it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm enjoying it. The DLC is a lot of fucking fun. This most recent one, I've been having a fucking blast with it. It's short, but so they have this whole fucking... they call it the dust bowl, I think it was. But there's, okay, one of your roommates is a LARPer. And like, one of the missions is like, hey, you know, I need to level up XP. So can you take me out on a mission and where I can level up? And like, it's this whole, picture Comic-Con, but if it was LARPing.
Mm-hmm.
So like, so imagine like all of San Diego is like, okay, the LARP convention's in town. We're all going to play along.
Okay.
And so, like, you're just walking down the street and there's some LARP. And, like, it's post-apocalyptic nights. But everyone's rocking. Like, everyone's... Mm-hmm. Like, no one's in professional costumes. They're all in cardboard and armor. So, like, in your character, you're already running cardboard and all the guns. Like, so you the gameplay is exact same, except you're shooting Nerf darts instead of actual bullets.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, if you land a headshot, confetti falls out and the person just goes, oh. And then, like, you have executions. You can earn, like, your special kill.
Uh-huh.
And so, like, there's certain ones where, like, he does what he just runs up to him. So it's like, he just comes up, he just goes, and then the character
the guy's like,
yeah, exactly. That's exactly it, yeah. So he's acting along like, with the hits, or, like, there's a, like, you drink a potion of invisibility. So in LARPing rules, if you're doing this, that means you're invisible.
Mm.
And so, like, the whole stealth mission, like, you can't sprint because you have to have your arms crossed.
Okay.
Or you can't pull out any weapons because you have to have your arms crossed. And then, but like, when you do the stealth kills, he goes up behind somebody, like, because it tells you when you're being watched. And he goes, neck chop, and he chops him in the neck, and they just fall. But there's this whole LARPing thing, and then like they do this whole Game of Thrones, like they call it the Blue Wedding instead of the Red Wedding,
right?
But there's like this whole Game of Thrones DLC that they added to it. It's fucking cool as shit. It was a lot of fun. But
where was that?
In Saints Row.
Oh, in Saints Row. Okay.
Yeah, this is all like, yeah, it's like a whole LARPing fucking, mm-hmm. Yeah. And then like there's also cars. The cars all have cardboard on them to make them look. And then when you beat it, one of the rewards is a helicopter that looks like a dragon.
Uh-huh.
So like I've been riding around in that. but yeah, it's been fun. But yeah, I'm kind of bummed. Volition Studios was cool. I liked the Saints Row was one of the biggest games that I played of theirs. But
you think that's why it's on PlayStation Plus this month?
Maybe. I would recommend it if you get a chance to play it. Like it's not something that's gonna take up a lot of time. It's easy to get through.
I probably won't get around to it.
But I would recommend it.
It's too much. Too much playing Baldur's Gate for the second time, playing Destiny, and then Alan Wake.
I got
in October.
Well, see, that's the other thing.
Lies of P.
I want to finish because Alan Wake was last month, or was it this month?
Last month.
So I've been playing Alan Wake, and it's the HD remake,
mm-hmm.
So or remaster. I'm sorry, not remake. So the gameplay is not flawless because it's an old style game.
It's an old game, yeah.
But it's fun. It's good. It's I haven't gotten too far into it yet, but I'm enjoying it now because I want to play that. Then I want to play Control again. And then I want to play Alan Wake 2
when it comes out.
Yeah. Because like I've always heard good things about Alan Wake. I think I want to say that I watched the story on YouTube because it was an Xbox exclusive.
Yeah.
So I watched it and I remember thinking, oh fuck, this is cool. I want to play this game. The only thing I don't like is part of the, like, one of the mechanics is, like, the enemies are weak to light. So you have a flashlight that has batteries, and you have your weapon that uses ammo.
Uh-huh.
So it's like, oh, fuck, I need batteries. I need a scavenge for batteries, and I need a scavenge for ammo.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, so you gotta use your flashlight sparingly, like, and I guess, I don't know if the batteries recharge, or, like, because if you don't kill the battery, then you don't have to swap batteries.
Oh,
okay. Like it'll like reset after a while.
Oh yeah, it might be like a shaker.
Yeah, it's one of the yeah, like the Saturday Night. No, it was a Mad TV skit. Have you ever seen that Mad TV skit?
No.
Oh my god, I'll show it to you later. But yeah,
or like one that you crank.
Yeah, yeah.
These Sambos, you crank them.
They crank light. No, it was. They broke down on the side of the road. They have the shake light. She's like, no, you gotta shake it like this. He goes, no, you gotta do it with the overhand. You get a better grip. It's basically just, it's just different ways to jerk off as they shake this flashlight. Anyway. But yeah, that's my plan right now. Zack Snyder, did we talk about Zack Snyder wanting to make a Gears of War movie last week?
I think so,
yeah. I think we brushed on it, yeah. Fallout TV series coming to Amazon in 2024.
Fallout, I don't know. TV series?
Yeah, like... I don't know. Is it just going to follow the survivors? Just like, or are you going to be one survivor? Or are you going to be like...
I mean, they're just going to follow a vault, probably.
That's what I figured.
Right. Like, there's always like civilizations inside a vault.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least there's one.
Yeah, yeah.
If it didn't lag, completely get fucked over.
She's hitting me. Yeah, but I don't know if I care. It's like...
Yeah, I don't know about a Fallout show.
Yeah, I don't know if I care enough about it. Like, I like Fallout, the game. After Fallout 3, I kind of fell off. Fallout 4 to me, like, I played it when it was super buggy and I had that fucking glitch with that stupid fucking Deathclaw and I never went back to it. Like, to me, Fallout 3, oh no, actually, I played New Vegas, and New Vegas was really good too.
Yeah. And I did like 4. I enjoyed 4.
You? Okay.
Yeah.
I think to me, I feel like 3 and New Vegas were the peak of it for me, and I've been kind of downhill from there. I can't stand, was it 76?
Fallout, yeah, I never played it, but I always heard bad things. And then 4 was my first and only game that I played that was Fallout.
Okay.
And, that was because I never even heard about Fallout until it was coming out.
Did you see this RoboCop fucking Rogue City trailer?
Uh-huh. I didn't watch the trailer, but I know of RoboCop, the RoboCop game.
I was so hyped when they announced it.
Uh-huh.
Like, I love RoboCop. I love 80s. I love the 80s. I love 80s movies. I love fucking, like I bought all the fucking Aliens games, even some of the ones that were garbage, because they were fucking Aliens. You know, I love that shit. RoboCop's one of those ones right up there at the top where it's like, fuck, I would buy a RoboCop game. And I watched this fucking trailer and I'm just fucking heartbroken and disappointed. It's just hot fucking. The trailer.
I don't know. I heard. It's
fucking terrible.
I've heard things that are actually pretty good about it. That people have played it.
Yeah. Really? Because the trailer.
As far as like a RoboCop fan, which I think. Is you?
Yeah.
Like somebody similar to you. He said that they were kind of, that it was really, actually surprisingly good for him because, like, it was like the humor was on point for RoboCop.
Just throw
my credit card around.
There you go. I mean, I can see that. Like, based on the trailer, yeah, like, it feels like it fits in the storyline and it fits the universe. Like, I feel like it would be like watching another movie, but the gameplay just looks.
Yeah.
It just did not. It looked horrendous. Like, okay, so the thing is like.
Is it going to be a full 60 though?
I don't know. See, yeah, if it's like $30, I'll get it.
Uh huh.
But if it's full, if it's a full 60, 70 bucks, no.
Nah. I would bet it's 40.
I might spend 40 on it.
Yeah. I could go 30.
Yeah, I would probably, yeah. I could probably spend 40 on RoboCop. Maybe wait for it to go on sale.
Mm hmm.
But yeah, I might do that. But I mean, like, there was one point where it's like you know of the characters from RoboCop, right? Mm-hmm. You know, like that big robot. It's called the Ed-209.
The one that just murders everybody.
Yeah, it's just a big tank with two arms.
Yeah.
So that thing, it's like there's multiple, and like RoboCop's just like this is supposed to be gameplay, and it's just like. It's like, it looks just like.
Right, but that's RoboCop.
Yeah, I get that. But gameplay wise, that's fucking boring. Like,
maybe it's not.
I don't know. But it almost looked like it was auto aim because it was like he would pull, like, the arm would, like, the little green square would go to it. His arm would follow it. He would shoot. And then, like, the green square. Right. Like, I don't know. It just looked like cinematic more than it looked like gameplay, but it also looked very slow. So I was like, I don't know. But I was disappointed watching the gameplay. The Atari 2600 Plus.
What is that?
Oh, my God. I am so fucking hyped for this.
Is that like a...
Well, I would be more hyped for this if I still had my old Atari games. So it's basically a rebuilt Atari 2600.
Yeah.
But it'll run HD which is weird. You don't even fucking play HD games on the fucking Atari. Uh-huh. But so you can buy this. It comes with, I think it comes with three discs or three cartridges with like 10 original games on each one.
Okay. So it's like the little mini Nintendo.
Yes,
Nintendo,
but it will play all your original Atari cartridges as well.
Ooh, that's cool.
Yes. And so not just the 2600, but the, I forget, I used to say it was the 36. There was another Atari right after, like a couple years after the 2600, and it'll play both types of games. Mm-hmm. So I was like, fuck. I used to have a ton of Atari games. Mm-hmm. I had easily 100 games for the Atari. And if I still had all those games, I would buy this shit in a heartbeat. I want to buy it and the disc just to play some of the old school Atari games, but because like there's something different about playing them on an emulator.
Yeah.
Like playing, like even Nintendo games, playing them on an emulator is kind of like, it's not the same.
Yeah, it doesn't feel the same as playing on your Game Boy.
Yeah. Or, you know. Yeah. So that's why I'm glad I still have, I don't think I have a Nintendo, but I have my, yeah, I don't have a Nintendo, but I have my Super Nintendo. I have my Dreamcast. I need to get another Saturn. I have my original PlayStation. I don't have a PS2. I have my PS3, PS4. So I'm missing a Nintendo, a Genesis, a PS2, and that's it. I have a 64. Oh, no, I don't have a GameCube either, but I never had a GameCube.
Mm, I love the GameCube.
I never played GameCube games, really. So, but I have everything else.
So many people slept on the GameCube.
I feel like a lot of people did too. I mean, I was one of them.
A lot of people talk shit about it when it first came out.
Mm-hmm.
And then now, anybody talks about the GameCube now, it's all fucking flowers. So fuck all you guys.
Yeah, I couldn't get in. I just, to me, it was a controller.
Yeah, it was a funky controller.
Okay, we talked about Nick. Oh, did you see the fucking Hellboy gameplay?
I'm still not into it.
What?
Yeah.
Dude, that's another one. I saw this gameplay. I'm like, I'm in.
Uh-huh.
Don't show me anymore. Give me the game. That's it. That's all I need.
Yeah, it just looks like you're just standing in front of the guy and you just like hit square.
It's kind of like a side scroll. Yeah.
Is it a side scroller? I thought it was like, kind of over the shoulder. And
yeah.
You're just like 1v1ing into everything.
I don't know. To me, it looks. I mean, it is over the shoulder, but I don't know. It looks good. I like it. But it is 1v1 a lot. Like, that's what it looks like. But see, Hellboy just has awesome stories, too. Like, the stories are always great.
Yeah. It is a roguelike.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I want this game. But look at it. Like, graphically, tell me that doesn't look fucking gorgeous.
Yeah.
Like, that looks like a fucking comic book come to life. It looks amazing. Did he just get naked? Did you see that? His trench coat disappeared.
Yeah,
let me see who else. Oh, I sent it, then you sent it.
Oh, we sent it too?
The Hellboy one? Yeah.
I sent it first.
I sent it first. This is me.
You doctored it.
Did you see this? This is a game called Project Mugen. No, I sent this from the TRPS account. And it's literally, like, it's this weird anime mashup, but some people are getting, like, weirded out because
Spider-Man.
The traversal and combat is exactly Spider-Man.
That's not a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing. I think that's fucking awesome. But you couldn't drive cars in Spider-Man. There's a lot of other aspects. This game looks fucking awesome. I don't know what the fuck it's about.
Yeah, but why would you want to drive a car if you could just fucking swing around?
Yeah, I don't know why.
It's like a Genshin Impact game.
That's what it looks like.
It's going to be free to play, but you have get all these characters to catch upon.
But, I mean, the traversal looks fucking awesome. And the combat looks fucking cool. Because it's Spider-Man.
Yeah.
So I'm going to check it out.
Look at all the upskirts.
Yeah. it's Spider-Man with upskirts?
Spider-Man with upskirts.
That's the name of the episode.
Yeah. It's a good episode. It's a good title.
I'm sold. Spider-Man with upskirts. I'm sold.
instead of like blatant crotch shots from, there's still blatant crotch shots, but it's the crotch shots a guy wants to see.
Have you played Nier Automata?
No.
There's a trophy for trying to look at her skirt. Yeah.
I think you've told that.
I might have. Right now, everyone's talking about the Metallica concert that was at SoFi.
No.
You haven't heard about it? Okay, so it was, I think it was last week? But there's footage of Jason Momoa just fucking moshing the fuck out.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it's just like, I was like, why am I watching a mosh pit? And then fucking...
Is he going crazy? He is, right there, is he elbowing people and socking people? Or
no,
is he
he's just
riding it?
Yeah, he's just riding the circle. Then going with the flow, riding the crowd. But I was like, fuck, that's... Could you imagine just being... Is that Aquaman? The fuck?
Holy shit, Aquaman just gave me a straight to the jaw.
Oh, shit. A lot of people... So, there was a wrestler I follow, Mike The Miz. He was at the concert as well. There was a ton of people at this concert. It was like right now it's like Taylor Swift, Beyonce, and Metallica is what everyone's talking about right now, concert wise. But he goes like, man, if I would have known Jason Momoa was in there, I would have fucking gotten the pit too. let's take a quick break and we'll be back after a word from our sponsor. What's going on, peoples? Pistol Pete Jr. here. Just to remind you one more time to check out Raise Energy Drinks by Rep Sports. Raise Energy Drinks. Amazing flavors. Zero sugar, zero dyes, zero crash. None of the junk, none of the bullshit that's in these other energy drinks. They're amazing. I guarantee you're going to love them. Use coupon code TRPS for checkout. Get 15% off your order. Check out RepSports.com. RepSports.com. Again, use coupon code TRPS for 15% off your order and to let them know that we sent you.
Welcome back to the Peter Now Podcast. We are hosts. The mouthful.
I'm just getting the sip of my pina colonic.
A mouthful of podcast coming at you.
I was going to say penis colada, but then you said a mouthful of, so I'm like, nah, I'm not going to say a mouthful of penis colada. Pause. Especially after the evening I've had. Hey, come here.
AKA, hey, come here.
Taco Bell introduces the first ever Mountain Dew Baja Blast Gelato.
Yeah, it's better come to all...
Yes, right? It's
better come to all Taco Bells. They shouldn't have even tested it.
Yeah, it's just, like, yeah.
It's
like,
just, bro, we got gelato now. We all we do is sell gelato. We don't... What's Mexican food? Crunchwrap, what?
Here, have this gelato. Fuck a Crunchwrap.
Yeah.
It's Mountain Dew.
Anytime you come in and ask for food, he's like, yeah, I want a Crunchwrap meal. They just give you two gelatos.
with the Baja Blast on the side.
Yeah.
Hey, so did you know that KFC has their own Mountain Dew too?
Yeah, and it's awesome.
Yeah, it is, right?
Yeah,
it's sweet. I feel lightning. Like it's slept on. Like
sweet lightning. Yeah, no one talks about it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like peach and honey.
I don't know about honey, but it's like a peach flavor. Yeah.
I think it's supposed to be peach and honey.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's fucking bomb. Or as the kids say today, it's bussing.
It's bussing.
It's
yeah.
Bussing.
No cap.
You know what? I was talking to Brian about... I was fucking with him about Starfield.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, like, yeah, I picked it up and blah, blah, blah. I was like, I heard it's mid. And he goes, did you just say mid? I said, yes.
How
I
old
said,
are you?
I said mid. He goes, don't ever say that word to me again.
Next time I see you, I'm going to say all the... All the younger, the younger.
Use all the younger, yeah.
Hey, low key. Hey, low key. This shit is mid, dog. No cap.
Busted. On God.
Just wait until Baldur's Gate 3, dog. This shit gonna be busting.
You gotta say on God.
On God.
If you don't say on God, it's not.
On my mama's on God.
Oh shit. Oh, yeah, okay. 21 sitting here. This is... Yeah. 21
Savage. Ice cream's so good. You know what I mean?
You know what? I say we just do the rest of the episode just in AI.
Thanks for the glizzy.
Yeah, 21 Savage is now a playable character in Call of Duty.
21.
And can you actually do... Motorcycle tricks on
there is, I think so. Yeah, I think you can, actually. I don't know about, like, having your legs hang off like that, but I know you can get on a motorcycle and flip.
Oh, okay. But he did a full-on fucking Superman off the fucking...
Yeah, maybe you can, like, emote off of it or something.
Maybe. That'd be cool. If they do. His gun animation is actually pretty cool. I hate Nicki Minaj's fucking gun. When you die by that, you just turn into a pink splooge. You just, like, explode.
Oh, shit. She turns you into a splooge?
She turns you into a pink splooge, yeah.
That's how all the splooge comes out of her fucking pussy after she gets fucking pinky glittering.
No, literally, you die, you just go... you just turn into a pink puddle. And, like, it's just so, like, I don't know, like, there's something about it that's just so... bleh. Like, I don't know. But his is, like, it's the skull with the dagger through the top.
Oh, okay.
Like, it's pretty cool. It's Starfield. GameSpot gave it a 7. IGN gave it a 7. You said that other...
Yeah, there's some, like, independent reviewers that I trust a lot have given it, like, an 8.5, 4 out of 5, as high as a 9.5 I've seen.
I think the way you said about how the game is so big that it has those peaks and valleys where it's, like, depending on the way you play or how you play or what you come across, like, it could be an amazing game or it could just be boring as fuck.
Yeah, like a mid game.
Yeah. Like a 6 or 7. Yeah. So I can see that. I'm going to buy Baldur's Gate because I don't... Because
that game's a 9 to 10 anyways.
Anyway you play it, yeah. So, no, and I was talking to one of my coworkers and he goes, I can't finish that game because I just keep creating new characters.
I have friends in a Discord I talk with, I finished the game, like I finished the game, guys. How about you guys? It's like, I'm in Act 2 on 3 different characters.
I think he's on his 4th character and he can't get past Act 2 because he just goes back. He's like, oh, I want to try this. And he keeps just going back and recreating new characters and doing different things. And, like, he's like, you know, like, because it's legit just D&D in video game form.
So, well, here's the thing about, you don't even have to create a new character. You can, I guess, maybe people don't know this, but there's a character that you get later on. Maybe if you just miss him, you don't get him. But he'll revive your players if they die. If they die,
mm-hmm.
and you can't revive them, for some gold. Or you can re-roll yourself. Like, you could change your character completely, pretty much.
Okay.
Like, if I don't like being a fighter, I'm going to be a berserker. You could change that, or you could just be a warlock, or any.
Or just change up. That's cool. I mean, you can do that in D&D as well, but, you have to find a person that'll cast a spell on you so you can...
Change, yeah.
That's the other thing about I don't mean to go back to it, but the Saints Row LARP thing. One of the missions is you have to go... You have to get a potion to speak to the dead.
Mm-hmm.
So, they're invaded by this, they're calling her the Frost Queen or whatever. And she invades, and she kills off all your characters. And, like, it's only you and one other person surviving. You have to take on her and her whole frozen army.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, so you go to the lore master, and he's like, hey, tell us about this chick. And they're like, I would, but I don't know anything about her. It's like, but you're the lore master. No, the lore master is dead. All my knowledge died with him. So I don't know shit. And so then it's like, but if you go and get a potion of speak to the dead, you can speak to the lore master. So you have to go and do this stupid mission and like there was a bunch of furries and they're coyotes and you have to go and like kill the coyotes and get their, like, just little get me go, fetch missions.
Right.
And they're literally the guy's telling you, yeah, go fetch me these coyotes. Like, it's like being very obvious. Like, this is a fetch mission, and like, this is a very, like, very obviously a, you know, just different types of, like, whatever the mission is, like, just generic, and they're so blatant about it, like, that we're telling you to go, this is just a generic ass mission, and we want you to go do it this way because we need to fill in space. Like, I don't know, they do it like in the LARP speak, so it's like funny. So then you go back and you get the potion, and he goes, this is Mountain Dew. and the alchemist is like, just drink it. It's a potion. Go.
Yeah, like, he's just broke character.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, I was expecting it to be some actual thing. There's like several bosses in Baldur's Gate that you can literally just persuade them into killing themselves.
That's fucking awesome. That is awesome. I'm gonna God, I never know how to play this. I still want to try to do fucking D&D at the house or something. I just got to figure out, because I've never DM'd.
Yeah.
And it's not as easy as it sounds.
Right.
As a matter of fact, I was actually watching some YouTube tutorials on how to DM and how to DM for the first time, how to be an effective DM, how to, like, you know. I'm like, I could do this. I could fucking write. I've been writing stories. I can do this. And then I started like, I don't know if I can do this. I think it's just...
Yeah, but it's not just writing. It's like having access to all the lore.
Yeah.
And writing around that lore. So it's like, you got to learn the lore now.
And having a good memory.
Like,
I'm going to have to take lots of notes.
Mm-hmm.
That's like... Because it's like there's certain things that are going to change, or your character is going to change, and like,
yeah.
So
unless you're just doing like a fun thing, like you could just make shit up, but
yeah. But well, see, because the thing is like the one that I have is it's like the beginner campaign, just like so you can learn how to play, and so like once we get past that, then I could probably do more.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like I want to get like if we can't handle the beginner campaign. Do you care about the Rick and Morty episode names?
Is that what those are?
These are all of the season 7 episode names. So episode 1 is How Poopy Got His Poop Back.
Okay.
And they all have the subtitles.
Oh, so they're not doing like the Rick something. Like,
I guess not.
Yeah.
Episode 2 is the Jared Trap.
Jared Trap.
Air Force Wong. That's a Morty. Unmortricken.
What's that from?
I don't know.
What's the next one? Rick Fending Your Mort?
Yeah, Rick Fending Your Mort. Gotta keep those receipts, dog. Wet, what?
Wet quiet, amortician, amortican summer.
Yep.
Wet quiet, amortican summer.
Yes.
Just like red hot.
Red hot, American summer. Yeah. Rise of the
Numbericons.
Numbericons, yes. The movie.
That's a callback to another episode.
Yeah. Mort Ragnarok. Fear No Mort. And that's all 10 episodes right there.
Okay. Oh, it's a tenner this time, huh?
Yep.
Is it going to be split in half?
I don't know. It doesn't say. But I hope not.
Yeah, I'm kind of annoyed that they get split in half. What's the deal with Justin Roiland?
They haven't said if he's back or what.
Or if it's just some guy now.
Yeah. I'm sure, like, well, I guess maybe after we hear the first episode.
From Morty, they got that guy on TikTok.
But it's still just going to say Justin Roiland.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
But no, that dude was fucking, like, to the point where he was like, I don't know if I recorded this line.
Yeah,
he was
really good, yeah.
It's
the same thing with the Cleveland voice actor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That guy, like, you can't really tell that they ever changed his voice.
Yeah. And I feel like as long as they do it smoothly like that, then I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
It's a great show. It's not like, you know, the voice is going to really... I mean, obviously the voice is iconic, but if someone else can do it, then someone else can do it. I think of Mickey Mouse. Mickey Mouse has been around for how long? Because like, they've had more than one voice actor playing fucking Mickey Mouse. It sounds the same, all fucking...
Yeah, but it's always different iterations of a show, right? It's never... Like, Family Guy is different because it's always just Family Guy. Yeah, it's not just, like...
That's true.
It's not like Family Guy something, like...
Yeah, that's true, too. But, I mean, it's still supposed to be the same character. And it's always the same voice for the most part.
It's like the same with Batman. There's so many. Kevin Conroy is probably, like, the one that everyone gravitates for.
Yeah. But, other people have played Batman.
Yeah.
A big part of the Cyberpunk team is moving to The Witcher 4 after Phantom Liberty's launch.
Oh, yeah.
So, I don't know how I feel about that.
Why?
Because they fucked up Cyberpunk.
No, everything's been good about this DLC.
I've heard good things.
A lot of skepticism going into it, but a lot of people are like, this actually is probably going to change the game a lot for the better.
Yeah. That's another game I want to go back and play now that it's all fixed.
Fucking. Now probably, and the fact that they're transitioning over to Witcher 4 probably just kind of confirms that like this that it's in a spot where they want.
Yeah, they don't need
to be right.
Yeah, they don't need to spend so much attention on it. Which I'm cool with that. You know what? As a matter of fact, I'm probably gonna go download it when I get home.
Hmm. Give it a shot. I might get around holiday or something when fucking heat dies down.
Yeah. I'm not gonna get the DLC yet, but I'm gonna definitely.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna go back. I'm gonna give it another shot because I got. Well, because once I banged, what's her name?
Pan Am.
Once I banged Pan Am, I was like, all right, I'm done. I don't need to play. They think this game is shit.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I was invested enough in Pan Am that I was like, all right, I'll play this part out.
That's how you're going to be in Baldur's Gate. Once you fuck the bear,
then I'm done.
I'm done. I'm not even playing this game.
I'm invested enough to fuck the bear.
But what if I told you there's two bears?
You son of a bitch.
There's a guy bear and a girl bear.
Oh, shit. Okay. So, I haven't talked about the app on the air yet. So, Talkie, that's the name of the fucking AI where you create, like... So,
there's you're talking about?
The AI app that I was talking about. Uh-huh. So, there's a bunch of characters that people have created. And some of them, like, you can let... All you do is upload a picture. And if you want, you can let the AI just... give it a fucking quick description. Mm-hmm. And those AIs are shit. Because it just is like, this guy, he's cool. He doesn't like you. He's always angry. Go ahead and talk to him. And like, there's no depth to the character. Uh-huh. So it's just, he's cool, he doesn't like you, and he's always angry. So that's literally...
He's an edgelord.
Yeah.
He's an edgelord in any anime you've ever watched.
Basically, yeah. And so, but some of them are pretty detailed and in depth. And like I said, like there's a lot of horny AI out there. But see, again, the AI is learning from the people that it interacts with, right? Mm-hmm. So that's why a lot of them are fucking horny.
Yeah, exactly.
And like, what are the AIs?
So many degenerate people just try to fuck their fantasy characters.
Basically.
And then this AI has just learned, oh, all humans want is one thing.
Oh shit! Oh my god! Oh, that got me. Yeah, that's what this AI is learning. It's just. And, but see, what's funny is, so it tries to filter out the not safe for work stuff, but it at the same time. So say what one of the cool features on it is like if you don't know what to say next, you can like there's a light bulb button and it gives you like. The AI will generate based on whatever the conversation is. Uh-huh. Like, hey, say this. You know what I mean? If you tap it, it'll fill that in for you and like the continued comment.
Maybe your mind is just dirty, and when they're saying, "Oh, you want to go home with me?" they're just thinking of sitting on the couch and reading the Bible.
Maybe. Okay, but no, check this out. So there was one character, like I don't know why, like the character didn't get my attention, but for whatever reason, it was like the super pretty fucking anime guy. With horns. And it was like, you're dating his best friend, and he doesn't like you. And it was just like, and then like, the prompt was, cause they all have, so it's a description, and they have the prompt, that's like whatever this is their first line of dialogue. Uh-huh. And his first line of dialogue was, I don't trust you and Crystal being alone together. What are you guys doing when I'm not around? And so it was just like, I'm banging Crystal.
It's like I'm railing her. She licks my shaft all the way down to the balls.
So it's like just because of the problem, it was like this dude doesn't, like he's in love with the best friend. He doesn't want you banging the best friend. So I'm gonna respond with I'm banging her. And so I was just like going off on these like just nasty descriptions. And then the guy, finally the AI responds with, "What did it say? Something?" It was just like, "Stop it! You're turning me on." And I was just like, "But it's just us, bro." He goes, I know. And I'm like, wait, what? And so I was like, okay, recent conversation. This is going to a place I don't want to go.
You've been having a lot of gay experiences lately.
Right? The last couple days, man. I don't know. So then I reset the conversation, went back to it, and I started off the same way. I'm banging around, just pounding around all day long. And then it was then I just put, I know you're in love with her. And that's why I'm banging.
The sound of his balls clapping against my skin rings deeply in my brain at all hours of the night.
Such a poetic way to say it. But then, what did I say? He said something. I was like, you want to do a threesome with her? And it was just like, It said blushes. Yeah.
Blushes. Yeah. Asterisk blushes.
No, yeah, because it'll put prompts. Like it'll do like, and I was dying laughing. Oh shit! But no, it's yeah. I would recommend just checking it out if you just want to kill some time and just it's a fun app to fuck around with. Like I said, I've created a couple characters on it. So it's called
Talk Some Time. Kill yeah. Some Seed.
Just drop a couple lows talking to imaginary bitches. Yeah.
Drop a fat low to an imaginary bitch.
Talk to your favorite imaginary bitch. Bust a nut. And I don't mean bitches as a disrespectful term. I mean it as a general way to describe all women.
Fully respect. Full respect.
With all due respect, bitches.
No malice in my heart whatsoever. Bitch.
What's the, I forgot what it was from. It was like, hey, with all due respect, fuck you. It was like, wait, how can you say, oh, with all due respect, how is there any respect in calling you telling me fuck you?
I mean, like, you done said with all due respect. Yeah, like, you done some good things and all, but like, in this very moment, fuck you. Like, you're making me feel some type of way.
Oh, shit. Who's Rockstar's parent company is Take-Two, right?
I think so.
So Take-Two has confirmed that Red Dead Redemption 3 is in the works.
I wonder if that means it's not Rockstar and it's a different studio. Like, it's still under Take-Two.
But I don't think they have any other. I think Take-Two and then they have Rockstar.
I don't know. I mean, Rockstar is fucking gigantic.
Yeah, true. Right? I mean, but it could be another team.
What if they split? I mean, yeah, but we got, yeah, like Sony Santa Monica and Sony...
Again. Yeah, that's true. Oh, well, they have Rockstar North and South and East and West and all that shit. So, I forget who worked on Red Dead. So
maybe they got Paperstar working on it. The only company that could be Rockstar.
Maybe. September monthly. When did I send this? I meant to send this to the other group, not. But PlayStation's September monthly games.
I sent that.
Oh, you sent? No, I. Oh, you did send that. I think I sent it to the other group, but then you sent it here. Saints Row, Black Desert, and Generation. Isn't Black Desert a free-to-play?
It's an MMO, yes.
But it's a free-to-play, right?
Mm, no.
No? Oh, okay. So, and then Generation Zero is an MMO as well, isn't it?
Which one?
Generation Zero?
I don't know. I never heard about it.
It's like, what's the one with the zombies? The fucking MMO with zombies? Fucking something Z? Oh, fuck.
I have no clue what you're talking about.
It's an MMO with zombies, and, like, you can, like, run into other people and, like, hey, don't fuck with me, I'm just trying to fucking survive.
Oh, that's not an MMO, that's a survival.
Oh, survival, I'm sorry. You're right, I'm fucking confused. I'm confusing my...
Your genres.
My genres. What is that game called, though? Something Z, right?
DayZ,
yeah. So, Generation Zero is like DayZ, but it's robots instead of zombies. Or it's AI instead of... Speaking of AI, this AI is trying to kill you, not fuck you. But maybe if you're nice enough.
But if you talk to it long enough, it's going to want to fuck you.
It's going to want to fuck you.
It's going to pick up some vibes that you're trying to fuck. And it's definitely right.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like with PlayStation Plus, though, I feel like sometimes it's like, oh, fuck, I've been wanting this game. Another time it's like, fuck. I don't care about this at all. Mm-hmm. Death's Door, by the way, last month's game, fucking such a good game. I love it.
I might have, I don't even know if I got it on the library.
Okay. If you haven't, I think it's still available. I think maybe. Till the fourth, I think. So you might still be able to get it.
Okay.
I would highly recommend it. It's so much fun. And then the music, like, it's great action, but it's not like where it's overwhelming. And the music's super relaxed. It's like one of those games you can just sit back and just play and fucking enjoy. Mm-hmm. Like, it's so good. The music's like, I legit, on Spotify, I just play the music and fall asleep to it now.
Yeah.
It's so good. The atmospheres are cool. The art style's cool. Like, I would recommend picking it up. Mm. SAG-AFTRA, is the writer's strike over? No, right? They're still striking all the actors?
I think it's all still going on, yeah.
Okay, so now they want to start a second strike against the gaming industry.
Yeah.
This one affects me.
Because this is the AI thing.
It's still going back to the AI thing, but like,
why does it affect you?
Because, well, it might not affect me. I don't know.
It's just going to delay games.
It's going to delay games. That's going to affect
me. But games are getting delayed regardless.
That's true.
Irregardless.
And especially after this year, you need all the time you can get.
That's true. That's, you know what? All right, hey, go ahead and strike. Let's delay. Let's push a bunch of shit back.
Yeah.
Take your time. I got a whole library to knock out.
Right.
And then finally I got this. So apparently there's a leak claiming that COD, Call of Duty, is going to be releasing a TikTok NPC bundle.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about the NPCs last week. The IA.
The IA. Who said IA? Jello.
Yeah. Did I ever tell you the story about the Skype on fucking, GTA?
I got skyped.
Me and Jello were playing me and Pistolita, we were playing GTA, and I sniped her from across the fucking map, and she didn't know it was me, and she just goes, "Oh my god, I got skyped!" And I just started dying laughing, because she does that shit all the time. She just uses the wrong words for shit.
She's a little dummy all the time.
And it's just awesome. It's just, yeah.
She's special.
Bless her heart.
Bless her heart. So I'm gonna play this audio so you guys can hear this shit. Let me turn this up. And
I don't think that's real. It's gonna be too. It's too distracting.
It's only a few seconds. Okay. Because you weren't aware of this. So right now, if you buy, what is it called? It's called black fucking scale or black whatever.
I wouldn't know.
No, that $30 extra bundle that you can buy.
Oh, black sale. Yeah.
Yeah. So. If you buy that, you get this talk. It's basically Cortana on your gun.
Uh-huh.
And she talks to you as you're playing the game.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah, and that shit will actually call out people.
Yeah. And so now they did another one. It's more, it looks like this, with the pixelated face instead of the Cortana face. And like it just, you know, it does the same thing. But now they want to do a NPC version one, and this is what it sounds like.
Yeah, that's too much.
Shinies, rawr.
It's just.
You're up. Yeah.
I don't know. Can other players hear that as well?
I don't.
When like you're approaching him.
I haven't heard.
Because I think it could be. You could use that to your advantage.
Yeah.
You could use it to disguise your footsteps.
Yeah.
Okay. Because a lot of people, what they'll do. Is they'll fucking blast your eardrums with their mic.
Yeah.
If they're coming up, if they're like coming up a ladder or something.
Yeah.
So like my friend literally tells me, he's like, all right, I'm going to go up the ladder. And he goes, boom.
That's fucking brilliant. That's fucking awesome. I don't know. Like, okay. Cause I don't play Warzone. I play DMZ and I play fucking multiplayer.
Uh huh.
I'm not good enough to play Warzone. I get too frustrated. Plus, the reason I like DMZ is because, so when I play games, I fucking explore everything. And so in Warzone, I get too distracted. Just, I'm gonna go look in here. Mm-hmm. And I have to check every room, every house.
Every nook and cranny.
This is what I do. And so, like in Warzone, I get too distracted looking for shit that I don't ever fucking kill anybody. Yeah,
that's not the name of the game.
Yeah.
You gotta go out and kill people.
But in DMZ, that's basically like, just go find shit.
Go find shit. Maybe we'll make it out alive.
Yeah, let's see. Yeah.
Make it out alive? Question mark?
Step one, find shit. Step two, question mark, question mark, question mark. Step three, make it out alive. Question mark. that's why I like DMZ over Warzone. But I can't say in Warzone I haven't heard, or in DMZ I haven't heard the talking, and in the multiplayer I haven't heard it.
Mm.
So, oh shit! Speaking of, so in the multiplayer, what was it? On Tuesday, I was playing, and I was in a multiplayer map, and it was like, this dude, first of all, like, he comes in and is like, getting my dick sucked right now when I'm playing. So if I die, that's why. And we're like,
bro, just get off.
Yeah, yeah, right?
No, well, not like that, but, like, get off.
Get off the game, right? And so we're playing, and then, like, halfway through the map, you hear the dude, like, oh, shit. And he's playing, and you keep hearing, like, oh, shit.
Yeah. Oh, shit. At least mute your mic, goddamn.
Yeah, yeah. And, like, the mic's fucking live.
If you're making me hard.
No, because it's just him. You don't hear anything else. Yeah. Just him. Just him. Oh, shit. Oh.
Yeah, he's hearing dude moans.
And then all of a sudden you hear, oh.
He like, squealed.
Because I didn't believe him. I didn't believe, okay, I thought it was just a dude. I thought he was just fucking around. Because like, that happens a lot. Yeah. And then he dude busted his toes curled.
And he was suppressing noise.
He did not mean that squeal to get out to the fucking public. But he said, and I started dying laughing. After that, he muted his fucking mic. But I was dying fucking laughing on that shit. But yeah, no, I have not heard that. I have not heard it done speaking yet.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so. Yeah. There was something else I was going to bring up, and let me see if I still have a story.
Oh, something about Pinky Doll, since you were talking about that. Mm. There was a Streamies, like a Streamer Awards.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone was commenting, she went up there, and she looks, like, significantly darker than she does, like, on her streams and stuff.
Yeah.
And so they're like, I thought she was light-skinned, and she, like, looks, like, black as shit.
People are talking shit. That's funny.
Like, look it up. It's pretty, it does look crazy.
What was her name?
Pinky Doll.
Pinky Doll.
Streamies.
Streamies.
Yeah, look at how dark she is compared to that link that you have, That's how she typically.
Oh, shit. It just opened up her fucking TikTok. Yeah, compared to that.
Yeah, like, that's supposed to be her right here.
Yeah. Holy shit, yeah. That's definitely a filter. Oh, yeah, look at right here, too.
Like, yeah, like, she looks
super
like.
Super fucking light. She's like my skin tone.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, that's crazy. I mean, I don't get that, like, lightening your skin to that point. Like,
I mean, maybe it just gets to them that.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it might get more
maybe,
views.
Maybe the racism. Well, no, I'm just saying, like, maybe the racism just gets to them more than most people. And they feel like they have to do that in order to not get as much flack or whatever.
I guess I can see that.
That's the rational thing
yeah.
I could think of. But I feel like someone like Michael Jackson never didn't do that because of that. He just. I genuinely feel like he was just, like, weird.
Michael Jackson had a lot of fucking issues. That dude, I mean, the reason he was out, like...
Supposedly the vitiligo, he just made himself all white.
So yeah, to hide the vitiligo. That's where the one glove started, because he had vitiligo on one hand, it was super visible, so he started wearing the one glove.
Mm.
And then, but see, and like Michael Jackson, I feel like, because he didn't have a childhood, really.
Yeah.
That was super abusive. They were on tour all the time. He wasn't around other kids. He didn't grow up around, like, he grew up around his family and around, like, just being a musician in the music industry. Mm-hmm. So, like, he always wanted to be a kid. He just wanted to get his childhood back. And that's where the whole Peter Pan thing comes from. That's why he built the theme park and his house. That's why all that shit came from. And, like, it's sad that, like, you know, it's like, think about it like this, like me, like, there's a lot of shit I bought that I, like, if I get, like, fucking at the house, like, we didn't always have, like, Twinkies and shit like that. That's why, like, if I have it at the house, I'm going to fucking just eat it all.
Yeah.
Because, like, we never had that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's, like, it's shit like that. So I feel like he just kind of, like, he has all this money. He doesn't know what to do with it. And he goes overboard on the shit he never had as a kid.
Mm.
You know? And then he wants to be around kids because he couldn't have that as a kid kind of thing. And so he still had that childlike mentality. Anyways, I say we go ahead and wrap this up. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/TheRealPressStart, on Twitters at RealPressStart, on Instagram at TheRealPressStart, and on TikTok at TheRealPress. I think it's, It's supposed to be the real press start, but I think the last T gets cut off, so I think it's the real press star.
Maybe.
Don't forget to follow us, rate us, review us, anywhere you get your podcasts. And on that note, game over. No more questions.